Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Today is Tuesday, September 3rd, 1974.
I'm going to make
up. May I speak to Woody, please?
Just a moment, sir. Hello, can I help you?
Yeah, this is John Angeles. And you worked on my 1968 Cougar on the 15th of this last month. And you put a repair kit to spring, rear shoes, and a cylinder kit, master cylinder, and brake fluid in, huh? And adjusted all the brakes.
When you brought over a bunch of pieces that were missing.
Right, uh-huh.
I distinctly remember.
And I can't get it out of the garage. All four brakes lock on it. You put a brand new master cylinder in it.
Yeah,
$43.18 worth of master cylinders. I can drive about 2.5 or 3 miles and it stops the car. All four brakes, yeah. No, you put new shoes, all new cylinder kits on the back end, you put a new master cylinder, and then you got a repair kit, but you don't specify what this repair kit is, and a spring, and then you adjusted all the brakes.
Where's the car at?
Well, we're home. I live in Halem.
You're down in Halem now?
Yes, sir.
I don't know what to tell you. If we can get the car up here, we can see what's wrong with it.
How am I going to get it up there? I can't even drive it.
That's what I'm getting at. I don't know what we're going to do there.
Do you have anybody down here on the coast that represents you that I could possibly tow the car to and let them look at it?
No, we don't. We're in the best. I mean, it's the only store we have. We had one up in Kennebunk, Washington. We had another one
up in Hartford. It's impossible for me to get the car to Portland. What would you suggest that I do?
Well, Bobby, I can't. Have you, unless some of them adjusters got put in backwards, but if that would have happened, if you got up here in the Halem like that.
Well, no, let me explain. We had trouble with the brakes as soon as we left the house in Portland. That is my mother's home. The brake pedal began getting touchier and touchier all the time, so if you just brushed it with your foot, it would stop the car. You wouldn't have to put any pressure on it at all. You just barely meet the pedal, and it would slam all four brakes on right now and throw you right up into the windshield. And it's been getting progressively worse until now you can't even move the car.
I don't know what really to tell you. I haven't run into that before unless all the adjusters run backwards, but that's highly improbable. You don't get very far if they're like that, you know.
Well, apparently we didn't. She had, well, she had trouble driving it down there. The brakes were getting progressively worse all the time. And I was going to try to bring the car in last week, and this happened to me then, you know. So I thought, well, I'll...
I sure wish you would
have. Well, I couldn't get it in. I couldn't get it out. I got 5 miles up the road. We had to turn around and come back. And it took me about 3 hours to get home in this 5 hours because I had to stop and let the brakes cool. And I tried again. I figured, you know, I disconnected the booster, and I thought that would do it. And I'd got about 5 miles up the road here today, and it did the same thing.
Are the drums hot on it?
All of them are hot. The drums on the back and the disc in the front are just burning hot. So I stop until they're completely cool, and then I go a few more miles, and I stop again.
I'm going to let you talk to Dick on that. He's sharper on brakes than I am. Hang on just
a minute. Carl is a mechanic that worked on him.
Yeah, Carl's not here. He's off sick.
I see.
I'll let you talk to Dick. Hang on a second.
Yeah, I had a 1968 Cougar in there a couple of weeks ago to have the brakes repaired. And according to your parts list here, you put in a new repair kit, 2514, a spring 412, rear shoes 151, cylinder kit C675, master cylinder E71248, and brake fluid. And you adjusted the brakes on all four wheels, and the brakes will lock up now after about 2 or 3 miles of driving, and we can't drive the car at all.
It'd have to be probably a master cylinder clearance problem. Are you very far away?
We're 90 miles from your shop.
Okay. I'll tell you what the problem has to be, from what you tell me. The push rod in the master cylinder.
Yeah.
Has to be holding just far enough in. It's brake supplies probably the rear, but I can't really be sure of that.
Well, it makes all four brakes get hot, and they'll all lock up.
Okay, all of them. Yeah. One or two approaches to it. Do you live here in Portland, do you, sir?
No, I live in the Halem. That's why I say I'm 90 miles away from...
Okay. There are two bolts that hold the master cylinder to your power unit.
Yeah. I got that off already.
Okay.
I got the master cylinder on my bench.
Okay, there's a push rod.
Yeah, I got that out.
Well, it has an adjustment at the end of it.
Right.
Okay. What you'll have to do with it is screw it back in.
Screw it in?
Yes.
How much farther? Well, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 threads or what?
Only way you can tell, I'd take about 3 turns on it, then bolt your master cylinder up with fluid in it, just gently depress the brake pedal,
uh-huh.
And look with the lid off of it, watch the ports and see if there's a little fountain of fluid comes up.
Okay.
Just keep backing it up until you get a fountain of fluid out of it.
Where's the fountain of fluid going to come up? The forward hole or the after hole?
The most intense portion of it will come up in the forward chamber.
Okay.
Now, that would indicate that you have plenty of piston parts. That's the only thing I can think of, sir.
Uh-huh. And if I can't drive the car after we do all that, then what?
Well, I'm confident you will be able to.
Mm-hmm.
From the way you described the problem, that's about the only thing it could be.
Well...
It would have to be holding the master cylinder applied, partly.
Yeah.
And usually when they glue a master cylinder on, they'll check it for that, but it may not have quite enough clearance on it.
Well, if I move it in 3 turns and it don't work, would you suggest I move 3 more turns?
Yeah.
And if that don't work?
Well, if it certainly 3 turns or more would, I think, be sufficient on it, but that would be the way to check it, sir.
Uh-huh.
Make sure that you do have... What you need is just the end of that push rod needs to have a tiny amount of clearance against the piston, with the piston all the way back.
Now, you want me to screw this push rod into the piston?
Yeah, the very end of it is adjustable.
I understand that. Yeah, I see
normally
that.
Normally, you don't have to ever bother that, but once in a while, you get one. Make sure that there's not a chance of something down inside that piston.
There's nothing in it. It's perfectly clear. Everything looks brand new and everything.
Okay, well, that would be positively.
If that isn't what it is, and I still can't get the car to operate, it's unsafe to drive the way it is. And I've got to get it fixed because it's our means of transportation down here.
Right, I understand.
So there's a place down here in the little city of Wheeler that I might be able to take it in, and if I do, I get a bill. Will you people reimburse me for that?
I sure will.
Okay, if that don't work, well, then we'll try that.
It will have to be the problem, sir. There, that relationship has to be screwed up somehow.
I see. Okay, we'll try that very much. And what'd you say your name was?
Dick Thompson.
Dick Thompson.
Right.
Okay.
I'm the owner, so.
Okay, I'll try that. And if it does work, if I can get the car into Portland, I'll let you people look it over again. Because
exactly.
I'm pretty sure that we must have burned out some of the brake linings in that already, or a good part of it, because...
Sometimes you will, sometimes you won't, but there is that possibility.
Yeah, and I'd like to have you look it over, because this machine, the way it is now, is could be the death of both of us if we drove it around the way it is.
Yeah, right.
Okay, Mr. Thompson, I'll do what you say, and then I'll see if it works, and if it does, we'll try to get into Portland and let you look it over again.
Okay, sir.
All right, thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Watergate. This is September 19th, 1974, testing a unit again for another call to Dick Thompson on the brakes in Portland. May I speak to Dick Thompson, please? Dick, this is John Angelus, the guy you put the brakes on a 1968 Cougar. The one I had all the trouble with.
Oh, yeah, John, right.
I'm in trouble again. The left front disc brake is rubbing on me pretty badly. What can I do to alleviate it? Is there an adjustment on those things? I don't...
No, not really, John. There's self-adjustment.
They are, huh? Well, how can I take some of that pressure off?
Probably you'll have to pull a caliper assembly on this thing overhaul. Use it out or you'll have to put the light off of it.
Do what?
I say, probably you'll have to pull a caliper assembly off this thing and overhaul.
And what would I do to get some clearance there?
Well, about the only thing you can do with that kind of system is to pull the brake pad back, retract it back, and plug the brake line in. Otherwise, it'll separate back up.
You mean I can't use them at all?